Now, on Christmas Day, I should point this out, it's 13 minutes to 9 o'clock here on RN Summer Breakfast. On Christmas Day 2012, saw a record number of iOS and Android devices activated, 17.4 million, apparently. This Christmas saw 2.5 times the previous record, which was Christmas 2011. With 17.4 million new phones and tablets in the hands of the public, there's a huge demand for content to consume on these new gadgets. And book lovers will be hunting for electronic books from their favourite authors. Joining us to discuss the current state of e-books is our regular technology editor, Peter Marks. Peter, welcome to RN Summer Breakfast.
Good to see you again, John.
Now, e-books. Are you an e-book man, Peter?
Oh, I certainly am. Love them. I think it's fantastic. What about you? Are you a paper man?
I think I am a paper man. But I have seen Kindles, and they're very good. It looks like you're looking at paper.
Yes, the Paperwhite, which is the one I've got right here, actually, has a fantastic display that works out in broad sunlight, and it's just like having paper. But of course, the thing about the Kindle, as opposed to some of the others, is it's got the store built right in. So you think of a book, you think, I'd like to buy something by that famous Australian author, John Doyle, perhaps. Yeah. You can search for it, purchase it, and download it straight away. And for me, that's a big feature over a paper book, which is heavy, and you have to go to the store and pick it up physically.
Well, I suppose it's the same resistance people had to reading newspapers online. There's something about the holding it in your hands. I don't know.
Well, there is, but I think it's kind of what we're used to. And for me, the advantages of the content, I mean, I have 700 books in this little thin, Kindle, which I can pop out at my whim and read on the bus. And that's a huge advantage. Mm. You know, people say that they like the physicality of the book, the smell, the touch, the leather cover. But of course, you can buy a nice leather case for your e-reader and have, the same experience. In fact, you can spend a lot more money and divide it over 700 books. That's, that actually comes out quite cheaply. But look, electronic books are not new. They've actually been around since the 60s. And Doug Engelbart at Stanford University and Andres Van Dam at Brown University had a hypertext editing system that dates back to 1963. So these guys were thinking ahead. And of course, the great thing about electronic books is that you can slice them and dice them and search them and index them in ways that you just can't do on paper. And even in the 60s, they were building concordances. They were things like you could mark up the book and people could annotate and share their annotations. Yeah. Of course, in those days, they had to run on a giant mainframe computer. So we've come a long way since then. But in the past year, I mean, e-book ownership or tablet ownership, both combined, is up 30% on the year before. And in the last few years, it's been doubling each year. So we are on the edge of a majestic wave that's going to hit the whole book industry.
Well, will it affect the publishing industry at all? I noticed the publishing industry does seem to be struggling a little. The model, the old model, appears to have broken down.
Well, we've seen a lot of bookstores, Borders and so on, disappear in the last couple of years. And, that's a tragedy in one sense. But of course, books are now more available than they've ever been. The prices have come down a little bit. I'm expecting a price war because you've got no cost of printing, you've got no cost of distribution. This is a fantastic opportunity for new authors who previously would have had to be in a pretty sure bet for a publisher to back them and print the books and do the distribution. So now, we've got mechanisms where an author can get a book up and get it into stores without any risk, really. So, this is a new dawn, both for readers and authors.
So what's the future of libraries, public libraries?
Well, that's a good question. And electronic books, of course, profoundly change the way libraries work. I mean, electronic books don't wear out like printed books did. They could be lent out simultaneously to many people. Yeah. There's no need to even go to the library to borrow an electronic book. Now, some Australian libraries started loaning out books just in 2012 for the first time, which is a great thing to see. Yeah. And there are some sort of artificial mechanisms which publishers are imposing where the books, after a certain number of uses, then expire and the library has to buy them again. So I think the financial model is still being worked out, but it really raises the question of what is a library for? A lot of people go to my local library to use the free internet, and you really got to wonder.
Sure.
They say that libraries are able to find information for us, but I'm a member of a couple of libraries, including the State Library, and I find the online searching tools vastly inferior to what we get for free. free with Google. You know, there's all these different. Have you ever tried using these things where they've got different databases and you have to jump from one to the other to the other? And they're really archaic.
All you need is a search engine, don't you?
Well, you would think so, but for some reason they haven't put them all together. So, you know, libraries, I think, are perhaps questioning what they're for.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're suggesting ebooks are better.
I think so. Yes, I think so. Now, Kindle, for example, has a feature called X-ray where you can at any time look over the whole structure of the book and see the character you're reading, the other characters, where else they appear in the book. You know, you can kind of X-ray view globally. I've been reading a book recently with some flowery language in it, and there's a dictionary built right in, so I can just tap on a word and have it looked up in the dictionary, which is a great help. These sorts of features, I think, you know, at first glance may not be significant, but in the end, we're going to look back on this paper books and say, what were we thinking to buy these things?
Yeah. Well, it certainly will change the way books are studied, won't it?
It does. I mean, just search alone is a great feature. But look, I predict we're going to have a bit of a shakedown. There's a lot of e-readers out there, you know, the Kobo, the Kindle, the Nook. And of course, what's happening now is people are starting to buy general purpose tablets. So I think there'll be a bit of a shakeout where we'll see probably most people using an iOS device, like an Apple iPad or an Android tablet. But I still think that e-ink, like the Kindle Paperwhite, will be a market for serious book readers who like to take their books with them. I think they'll shake out over the next few years. The other big problem we have is format wars. There's a number of different formats like EPUB. Amazon has their own proprietary one. There is open book format. And, of course, this is a problem in libraries. You don't want to be stocking 10 different formats for every kind of reader. So we do need to, you know, we've got a balkanized problem at the moment with different formats, and we need to open those up. But really, look, I think we're at a transition point. People are starting to throw out books. They're starting to prefer just to carry their whole library with them. And, you know, this is the dawn of a new age.
Yeah, well, indeed it is. It is, as you say. You can. How many books can you get on that thing?
Oh, I think about 1,000. I've got 700.
You can store 1,000 on there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a great project called Project Gutenberg, which has digitized all of the open source books, all of the books that are out of copyright, and they're available at gutenberg.org just for free download. A lot of book readers come with them, so you get all of Shakespeare and all the classics just built right in at your fingertips.
Lord, when I think of the effort poor old Carolyn Spurgeon had to do all those years ago, going through and analysing every line of Shakespeare. You could do that now at the touch of a button.
A concordance with one keystroke.
Exactly, you've got it. Thanks for that, Peter.
Coming up next week is the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, so there'll be lots of news, lots of new gadgets to talk about, and who knows, maybe a new model for TV.
Lord, a new model for TV. Peter Marks joining us to discuss the technology of electronic books. Very shortly, Dan, I think Dan's on his way. It's 5 to 9 here on RN Summer Breakfast.